Viešpats su jumis. Pasiklausykite Šventos Evangelijos pagal Joną. Tarp atėjusių per šventas Dievo pagirbinti buvo į graikų. Į kreipėsi į Pilypą, kilusi iš Galilėjos miestos Besaidos, prašydami. Gerbamasis, mes norėtume pamatyti Jėzų. Pilypas ir te nuėjo ir pasakė Andrejui, paskui jį abu, Andrejus ir Pilypas atei pranašė Jėzui. O Jėzus jam tarė, atejo valanda, kad būtų pašlovintas žmogaus sūnaus. Iš tiesų sakau jums, jei kviečių grūdas nekras į žemę ir neapmirs, jis pasiliks vienas, jei apmirs, jis duos gausų vaisų. Kas myli savo gyvybę, ją pražudys, o kas jas niekinčia savo gyvybės, šiame pasaulyje išsaugos jam amžinam gyvenimui. Kas nori man tarnauti, tegul seka paskui mane, kur aš esu, ten bus ir mano tarnas. Kas man tarnaus, tą pagerbs mano tėvas, dabar mane sėdė su kresta. Ir kai aš pasakysiu, tėve, kalbėk man nuo šios valandos, bet juk tam aš ir atėjau į šią valandą. Tėve, pašlovink savo vardą. Tuomet iš dangaus pasigirdo balsas, aš jį pašlovinu ir dar pašlovinsiu. Aplink stovinti minai, tą išgirdusi, sai graustinai sugrados. Kai kurie žmonės tvirtino, angelais jam kalbėjo. O Jėzus atsakė, ne dėl manęs, o dėl jūsų pasigirdo tas balsas. Dabar tiesimas šitas pasaulis. Netrukus savo pasaulio kunigaikštis bus išmestas Lukan. O kažką būsų pakeltas, nuo žemės visų patrauksiu prie savęs. Jis tą pasakė, nurodydamas, kokią mirtume jam reikės mirti. Girdėjote Viešpaties žodį. What is the greatest sin in the marketing industry? I should say, what is the greatest danger for the men on Madison Avenue? You know, they use this all the time, and they better get it right. And you've heard these words, and sometimes you scoff. New and improved. You know, I bought my iPhone 2 years ago, and I'm just now getting it paid off. You know, it's an iPhone 13, 24 months, no interest financing. And guess what? It's already out of date. They got a new and improved version. Yeah, right. But what if you already had something that was great, something awesome, and we heard that it was gonna get even better? You know, there are those moments in our lives. And then there is great joy. There is great excitement. There is, as the old song goes, anticipation. It's making me wait. You know, from our first reading, that is what the people heard from God through the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. By the way, how long does a covenant last? Any lawyers here? Okay. Good. They're all in recovery now. Good. A contract. The difference between a contract and a covenant. Two parties come together for some exchange of goods or services or some. And, you know, they enter into, they say, you shall do this, that, and everything. Satisfaction is made, and boom, the contract is over. But when a covenant is established, it lasts forever. And last time I checked, forever is a very long time. Every covenant that God established in our salvation history is still valid to this day. God does establish new covenants. He keeps giving us the tools to build the kingdom. And no matter how unfaithful we are to the covenants, He remains faithful to us. That is His awesome mystery, His awesome mercy, if we only return to Him. Just as the father of the prodigal son came running to meet him, so much more so does our Heavenly Father want to meet us. Return to the covenants. Hey guys, how you doing? Good. You doing good? You know, by the way, for those that don't know me, I like to see all the Lithuanian scouts here. You know, this is my home parish. You know, I was baptized back there, and I made my first confession right over there. Sister marched us down, you know, sat in front of the, you know, sat in there in the cold, dark, damp thing, and this old Lithuanian priest, you know, boom, slid open the door. I shouldn't get it, so he couldn't hear me. Speak up. It was scary. It's a lot easier now. So when God says, come back, He wants us to come back to us with our whole hearts, not to be scared of Him. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. We are at the time of the divided kingdom. We have Israel to the north and Judah to the south. Now here's a trivia question. Where is Jerusalem? Is it in the north or in the south? It's in the south. Somebody, I heard it over there. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You see, He's written His law in our hearts. It's in there. So without knowledge of God, without knowledge of the prophets, without the knowledge of Jesus still within us, we know the law of God. It's called the natural law. We know the beautiful from the ugly. We know the right from the wrong. We know the good from the bad. And most importantly, we know how to love. How do we know these things? I will place my law within them. He gave us basic instincts as well. We need to eat. We need to sleep. We need to build the kingdom. He also gave us human reason and human intellect. And with these gifts, His law, we can come to know Him and to love Him. Now, the common flaw, I think I've told you this before, is that we're all human. We all make mistakes. And that's why He did establish covenants and sent prophets and sent His Son. Because our human intellect and our human reason can get away from us. I think I've told you this before. The most dangerous thing in the church is a theologian who thinks too much and doesn't pray enough. Because I have personally known priests who left the faith because they thought too much. They reasoned God out of existence. So sin enters into our hearts and suddenly the law is distorted. We redefine the truth. And by the way, whenever I say the word truth, it's a capital T, all right? Jesus Christ. We redefine the truth, or worse, we hate it. Create a clean heart in me, O create a clean heart in me, O God. This is a prayer of repentance. For those who have a devotion to the Liturgy of the Hours, every Friday morning. Morning prayer is Psalm 51. Create a clean heart in me, O God. We call on God to cleanse our hearts, to renew us, to allow us to see the law in our hearts, to know him and what he intends for us in our lives. Because remember, time and again, we break covenants. Time and again, Israel broke covenants. That is why he sent his son. This awesome reality is that our salvation is assured. The gates are open. All we got to do is just walk in. Create a clean heart for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. You know, next week, Holy Week begins. Holy Week draws near. The Passion draws near. We will gather for Palm Sunday, and we'll have the gospel in the back of the church or outside, depending on the weather. We will greet Jesus, you know, Hosanna to God in the highest. And we greet him as he enters into the city of Jerusalem. And then a few minutes later, we'll all shout out, crucify him. What happened in those few short days from his time of entrance into Jerusalem until the time that he was nailed on the cross? Many times during Jesus' ministry, whether in the temple or in his own hometown, the people, the scribes, the Pharisees, did not agree with him and tried to kill him. But in each situation, he uses words to the effect, he passed through their midst. You see, his time had not yet come. Only the Son chooses the time of his glory according to his Father's will. And as we heard in today's gospel, unless you see a grain of wheat, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies. And Jesus performed many miracles during his earthly ministry. But what likens him to himself to a grain of wheat, how much more bountiful that grain becomes when it rises from the dead, when it is born again. Guess what? All of us have been reborn again in baptism. And we celebrate that awesome sacrament on the occasion we celebrate his resurrection. We become a new creation with him, and we will see him in his heavenly glory. God humbled himself when he became man. He humbles himself even more under the appearances of bread and wine that become the body, blood, soul, and divinity. The grain has produced much. Likewise, we have to let go of that earthly shell and follow his example. The rule of this world has been vanquished. That is Satan. So don't let him into your life. Cast him aside. You know, the time is soon approaching. This fifth week of Lent, you know, the tradition is we cover our statues, we cover our crosses, and our images to prepare for his passion. He will depart from us for a time, but in 3 days, we celebrate his resurrection to new life.